弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要看的经文是启示录第五章一到十四节。
The passage this morning we're studying is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 1 through 14.
我会先以华语念第一到第五节，因为我相信大家很少听到用华语念圣经的经文。
So Reverend Rekhan will start, and then I'll follow with English in the second half of the passage.
Vincent 就是从第六节念到第十四节以英文来念。启示录第五章第一节，我看见坐在宝座那位的右手有书卷，正反面都写着字，用七个印密封着。第二节，我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣告说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七个印呢？第三节，在天上地上地底下没有人能展开人阅览那卷书，因为没有人配展开阅览那卷书，我就大哭。长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能展开那书卷，揭开那七个印。
Verse 6, then I saw a lamb looking as if he had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horses and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne, and when he had taken it, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons for every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 2,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Verse 14, The four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down and worshiped.
在我们听讲到之前，我想让大家听一首的歌，它的名字叫做《哈利路亚》，是由这个韩德尔神曲弥赛亚中其中一段大家很熟悉的那首歌。
So before we actually move on to the sermon proper, Reverend Rekhan, I'd like to share this Hallelujah chorus, whom I think all of us are familiar with. It's the most well-recognized piece of composer Handel's epic oratorio Messiah.
我们请 Pierre 来帮忙开这首诗歌。
Thank you.
为什么让大家听这首歌呢？
So why do we have to listen to this chorus?
主要是说想让大家先用这首诗歌，然后配合我们今天这一段的经文。
So the hope is to have this chorus complement the passage that we're studying this morning.
然后让可以帮助大家尝试去想象说，哇，有千千万万的天使，然后我们跟他们一同来唱这首诗歌，那种的震撼性。
And again, to help us, you know, perhaps visualize that there are countless angels singing this rousing song and melody, and how magnificent this is.
然后用我们的想象力想象说，哎，在天上的敬拜的情景呢，是有何等的壮观的那种的震撼性。
And again, perhaps use our imagination to just visualize how spectacular such a worship in heaven could be.
而今天呢，从看第五章的经文。
And this morning, from chapter 5 that we're studying,
它是将我们从第四章的这个焦点，从敬拜赞美坐在宝座上的上帝呢，然后转移至敬拜唯一的配得展开书卷的这个羔羊。
And the focus is shifting from chapter 4 that we've been studying, praising and worshiping our enthroned God, to worshiping the Lamb who is the only one worthy of opening the scroll.
当我们仔细看从第四章跟第五章呢，这两章的经文，它能够呈现出来的敬拜呢，是要带出这个创造和救赎的这个角色的这个意涵。
And if we study the two chapters of the scriptures in detail, we could see that the role and the message emanating from this passage being creation and redemption.
创造和救赎在启示录非常的重要。
And certainly this notion of creation and redemption is very critical in the book of Revelation.
然后呢，今天的经文一开始就让我们看见说，坐在宝座的那位的右手，手中呢有这个书卷，然后正反面呢都写着字，用七个印来去密封着。
And so the scripture that we studied this morning started with an image of a scroll sitting in the right hand of him with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals.
我们可能会问说，诶，究竟这是一卷怎么样的书卷？
And perhaps you will ask, what exactly is this kind of scroll that we are referring to?
这么重要吗？需要用七个印来去密封着它？
And it's that important, it has to be sealed with seven seals.
而有些人说，哎，这样内容又是什么呢？
And what exactly does this scroll contain in terms of content?
当我们看很多不同的解经书，然后很多的学者都给予不同的这个诠释。
And we have actually been, certainly if you go through various scholars, they have their own interpretations.
大家弟兄姐妹，你认为说这个书卷里面写的是什么的内容呢？
And in your opinion, brothers and sisters, what do you think this scroll contained in terms of content?
是什么内容？
What content?
看下去就对了咯，以后第六章、第七章、第八章都讲嘛内容。
And concerning is contained in the books that come after this chapter that we're studying.
但也不是那么简单。有些学者说，它可能是生命册。
And certainly it's a bit more complex than that. Some scholars think this refers to the book of life.
有些说是关于上帝的审判和救赎。
Some think that this pertains to God's judgment and redemption.
当然，不同的学者他能提出不同的诠释呢，都有一些的这个基础去支持他们。
Certainly, I think the opinions or interpretations put forth by these scholars, they all have fundamental biblical underpinnings.
当然我们知道说不同的经文都有一些旧约的背景来去作为去了解他们这个经文的解释。
And certainly we can always look back to the books and the scriptures as reference backdrop as we study these passages.
而特别呢，当我们要去了解说这卷书卷写什么内容呢，基本上这段经文它的背景呢，我们可以参考以西结书第二跟第三章的背景。
And we could perhaps use the book of Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3 as a backdrop for reference.
然后呢，也去研读在启示录这个第五章过后，它后面的经文它讲的是什么。
And then we could also study in detail the books or the chapters that come beyond or after of Revelation chapter 5.
然后呢，我们才可以说去从不同的综合不同的角度呢，来去理解这卷书它所记载的内容。
And then we can perhaps have a more comprehensive perspective as to how we can go about comprehending the written content of the scroll.
所以呢，作者的整合，我认为说它是关乎为这个宇宙世界所定下的计划、旨意，还有它的实现。
I think the if you look at the intent of the author, I think it refers to God's plan, His will and purpose and fulfillment for this universe and world.
也是关乎他要建立他的国度，他要赐给人的应许和产业等等。
And I think it also refers to the building of God's kingdom and the gift of His promise and inheritance to mankind.
当然，我相信就是说，当我们去看这段经文的时候，我们会说，哎，究竟有那谁可以将它打开跟解开呢？
I think if we look at how important the scroll is, we perhaps ask who actually is able and worthy of opening the scroll.
因为当我们看下去在第三节的时候，他说在天上、地上、地底下，没有人能够去展开、去阅览那卷书。
And if we look at verse 3, the angel proclaimed in a loud voice saying, no one in heaven and on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it.
对当时的约翰来说，哎，怎么会这样呢？
And perhaps I think if you put yourself in John's shoes thinking, how could this be so?
怎么会竟然说没有人能够可以打开呢？
And how could actually no one be able to open the scroll?
因此你看到约翰就有什么一个表现出来。
And you therefore see what John's reaction was when he learned this.
体会他是大笑，哈哈哈哈，还是大哭。
Then I guess, do you find it upsetting or do you find it hilarious?
居然是大笑还是大哭。
More of the former or the latter?
啊，笑，他在笑，哈哈哈哈，没有人打开，还是在那哭，呵呵，为什么打不开？
So it's more of the finding it, you know, hilarious, he's unable to open the scroll, or more of the upsetting event for him.
笑还是哭？哭，为什么哭？
And why did he tear up then?
为什么哭？为什么打不开？为什么哭？管他的嘛，打不开就打不开了，关我什么事？
And perhaps you could say, you know, it doesn't really concern me since we are unable to open the scroll, so what?
所以我们会问说，为什么约翰要在大哭？
And we have to ask why was John upset and you know, break up in tears?
因为他知道说，如果那个书卷没有被打开，揭开那个七个印呢，上帝为这个宇宙或世界他所定下永恒的计划呢，就没有办法去实现。
I think John is fully aware that if this scroll was unable to be opened and the seal was broken, that the eternal plan that God had for this universe and world would not be fulfilled.
哦，或许是说上帝的那种的计划，他可能要被延期了，因为没有人可以会知道。
Perhaps God's plan for this universe would therefore be postponed indefinitely because no one was able to open and break the seals.
哎，我觉得从约翰的身上，我们可以向他一些学习的这个功课。
And perhaps we could actually learn from, you know, John's reaction and response to this.
我们是否有没有说，因为看圣经不明白讲什么，然后你在圣经那边前呢哭，神啊，为什么我看不明白圣经讲什么？有没有
？Has any of us actually ever, you know, gone through the Bible actually not able to comprehend what you have read and shed tears in front of the Bible?
有没有吃过？我看不懂这段经文，神啊，帮助我，为什么看不懂？有没有这样哭的？有没有试过？谁举手给我看一下
？Has anyone actually gone through this emotional roller coaster, not being able to comprehend the passage and just tear up and shed the tears in front of the Bible?
啊，有啊，我们当中有人这样哦，是，还是说算了嘛，不看了，难看呢，圣经。
Or perhaps you just say, you know what, let's you know move on and just you know go through TikTok since the Bible is too hard to understand.
或者没有，我们有想过说向上帝祷告说，上帝啊，求你什么怎么样，然后他完全没有跟你回应，然后你跟神神啊，为什么你三个月都不听我祷告，没有回应我，然后哭着眼泪神啊，跟你跟我讲话吗？
Yeah, I think conversely, perhaps if anyone of us here prayed for you know periods of long periods of time, months on end. And not hearing a response, a feedback from God and get upset and then shed your tears perhaps in your heart.
因为你心里早就生了，你告诉我怎么做，神你要告诉我怎么决定，可是他没有跟你讲，说你哭着流泪，神来你告诉我吗？
Perhaps you're so anxious for his guidance and you heard none and therefore you're anxious and you shed tears.
所以当约翰看见说那个书卷没有被打开的时候，他大哭，他心里面着急了，怎么办？
And therefore, I think this explained John's response that he was upset and he shed tears when there was no one able to open the scroll and break the seals.
我们经文告诉我们说，长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能展开那书卷，揭开那七个印。
Then one of the elders said to John, Do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
诶，弟兄们，你注意到这句话，是不是看见他有很深厚旧约的这个背景在里面，同时呢，也有这个很浓厚的弥赛亚的这个意味，有没有？
I think, brothers and sisters, if you look at this verse, I think you can see that there is a profound background, Old Testament background being embedded in this characterization, and at the same time, a pretty rich significance of the Messiah.
来，大家去讲一下那几个字，你就说很有那个旧约的背景，然后又有那个弥赛亚的那种的意味在里面。
I think you can think about this.Profound background of the Old Testament as well as rich significance of the Messiah.
哪几个字?
Which are the words?
来。哪几个字?猜下,没有去猜也没问题,对错都没有问题。
Which are the words that you think have these characterizations?
很有旧约的背景,又有弥赛亚的意味。
That they fit this profile, Old Testament characterization and significance of the Messiah.
来,我给个提示。啊,是什么?很明显嘛，是吗？是什么？兔子吗？原来我是这么寻粮像兔子这样哦。狮子啊，犹太支派中的什么狮子，对不对
？So the lion of the tribe of Judah。
第二呢，就是大卫的根。
And secondly, the root of David。
而你注意看这两个词的时候呢，其实它们分别是出自于圣经，就是创世纪第49章9到10节。
And if you look at the background of these two references, one originated from the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 9 to 10.
然后呢，大卫的根呢是取自哪一本旧约的书卷？很熟，大家对不对？每次都每年都讲的。
And the root of David is taken from what Old Testament text? I'm sure you're very familiar with.
哪卷书?
Which text?
来，哎，我们花很多年一直教大家大卫的根，大卫的根是哪一本书？旧约。
So which book is this root of David lifted or taken from?
来，以赛亚书对不对？
Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第十一章，然后第一根第十节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 10.
啊，这些的经文都知道说它跟弥赛亚有关的。
We are fully aware that these texts have references to the Messiah.
来，再问大家，根据你的了解跟你的认识，你请问这位弥赛亚是谁？是指哪一位？
And therefore, if you think back according to your understanding, who exactly is this Messiah?
王伟刚？不是，还是谁？
Who is this Messiah?
弥赛亚是谁？耶稣基督，对了，哦，举手的时候看得到有暗示在上面，哦，是的，就是说，就是那一位被钉死在十字架上埋葬，然后第三天从死里复活的耶稣基督。
So indeed, it's Jesus Christ who was crucified, buried, and resurrected 3 days thereafter. That's the Messiah.
所以，当这个要回过身来去看这个看的时候呢？他看见四个宝座和四个活物哦，以及长老中有羔羊站着，然后呢，像是被杀的。
So when John turned back and looked, he saw the throne and four living creatures, as well as the lamb, sitting at the center and encircled by the elders. And the lamb looked as though it has been slain.
哎，你就会问说。被杀的羔羊不是躺在那边的吗？为什么站在那边
？And you ask perhaps, so how is this slain lamb standing? Why is it not just lying flat?
有没有想过，被杀的羔羊嘛，就是躺在那边死掉的嘛，对吗？怎么他站在那边呢
？So it's quite contrary to intuition that the slain lamb is standing.
所以启示录有趣就是这样咯，你看这东西莫名其妙的，他讲的话。请问被杀的羔羊站着表示什么呢
？So what is the significance of this slain lamb standing？
表示这个羔羊他已经战胜了死亡。
That this lamb had indeed prevailed over death.
诶，这不是也是强调耶稣基督从死里复活的另外一种得胜的诠释吗？
And perhaps this is another interpretation of the victory that Jesus Christ has, his resurrection and his rising from the dead.
而这一种的得胜的形式呢，和途径呢，是借助这个坚持受苦和忍耐所得到的。
And this form and path to victory is attained via perseverance, suffering, and endurance.
也是用羔羊的血，然后去救赎各国、各族、各邦的子民，使他们归于上帝的得胜。
And this is redeemed. This redemption of the people of all tribes and nations is done with the blood of the Lamb, so that they can all return and worship the Lord.
所以，知道为什么今天的讲到的主题是说在宝座上的得胜羔羊。
So therefore, the theme of passage this morning, the victorious Lamb sitting on the throne.
这位得胜的羔羊呢，跟上帝坐在这个宝座上。
This victorious Lamb conquers. He sits on the throne with our God.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
哎，更特别的是，你发现到这个羔羊被描述有什么东西呢？
And perhaps if you look closer at the description of this lamb, what does the lamb have exactly?
来，我考察一下，这个羊被描述成什么样的形状？
So what shape and form did this lamb come in?
有什么？来看图片，有什么特别？黑白，然后还有什么特色？
So what's unique about this lamb?
它的脚有几只？七个，对吗？它有几只眼睛？七只，对不对？它有几只嘴巴？七只，那么弯，一只嘴巴也弯，对 ，correct， 我明 correct， 对。
Seven horns and seven eyes。
来，我们看一下哦，还有说，还有上帝的七个灵，然后呢，奉差遣往普天下去的。
And also with the seven spirits of God being sent out into all the earth.
哎，我们就回来看了啊，它什么意思？七个角。
And then perhaps you go back and just study what does this seven horns exactly mean.
哦，原来在旧约的传统里面。
And if you look back at Old Testament with tradition.
角呢是代表什么呢？代表力量和能力的这个象征。
Horn depicts strength and symbol of ability.
啊，这样我们又要回到去旧约的圣经《生命记》第33章第七节那边有说。
And if you go back and look at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 17.
他说他是牛群中头生的，大有威严，他的双脚是野牛的脚，用以抵触万民直到地极。
And it reads, in majesty, he is like a firstborn bull. His horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them, he will gore the nations, even those at the ends of the earth.
如果你在参考，比如说在民数记啦、诗篇，他也有这种代表一个皇权跟尊严的意思。
And if you actually go back and cross-reference in the book of Numbers and book of Psalms, it also symbolizes kingship, honor, and sanctity.
来，当我转去七只眼睛的时候，我问大家，请问七只眼睛是代表什么？
And if you go back and you turn back to the seven eyes, what exactly do the seven eyes symbolize?
猜猜是什么？
Any guesses?
这么多眼睛干嘛？两只就够了，为什么要七只眼睛呢？
Why do you need seven eyes when you have a pair? It seems more than adequate.
七只眼睛呢？根据这个撒迦利亚书第四章第十节的下半节。
And the seven eyes, according to the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse second half of verse 10.
他这段经文说，这七盏灯是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地。
And these are the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth.
而这段的经文的背景呢，是强调所罗巴伯他要去重建圣殿的工作，必须来依靠上帝的灵，也就是他的眼睛哈，来去完成。
So the background of this passage is to emphasize that the rebuilding of the temple by Zerubbabel, his completion of which had to be reliant on the eyes and therefore the spirit of the Lord.
他要告诉当时的人说，我们的上帝呢是一位无所不知无所不见的。
And also tells the people at that time that our Lord is indeed omniscient and all knowing.
好像360度看得到这样。 有什么动物的眼睛是360度看得到的，知道吗？
And any one of you aware of any animal can actually see 360 around?
什么？
Anybody?
什么动物的眼睛可以？啊？苍蝇，对 ，correct。苍蝇，对，苍蝇，它的眼睛也特别哦，可以看到四周围的。好，OK。然后这个又可以帮助我们了解了，在启示录第四章。
And this also helps us understand the text of chapter 4 in Revelation.
等第五节那边，他有说，为何上帝指出说，约翰指出说，上帝的七灵呢，就是在宝座前点着的七盏火灯。
John referred to the seven spirits of God being the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne.
而当你来到第五章的时候呢，他是用这个羔羊的眼睛。
And then when it comes to chapter 5, they refer to as the eyes of the lamb.
表示这位得胜的羔羊，他有完全的洞察力，能够眷顾跟审视。
That they underscore the fact that this victorious lamb has perfect insight, able to tend to all matters with complete care and scrutiny.
然后呢，另外我们讲到有七灵。
And then we come to the seven spirits.
而你们注意看说这个词呢，其实在第一章然后第四节里面曾经出现过。
And if you see that this term was actually brought up in chapter 1 verse 4.
而七个灵不是指说有七个不同的灵。
And it's just not referring to the quantity of the spirits.
它有更深的一个象征的意义，就是说指上帝的灵。
And certainly carries with it a more important meaning the spirit of God.
你要了解一下，当时候他们看的圣经不像我们看现在和合本，他们看的是74一本的这个圣经，他们看这个以赛亚书第11章2到3节的经文有这么写这个灵。
So again, to put it in the context, the Bible that the people at the time were studying, and certainly not the versions we are studying today, I was taken from Septuagint and tracing back to the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 and 3.
从这段经文当中呢，他有叙述说上帝的灵具有七个的特色。
And I think if you look at this text, it refers to the seven unique aspects of the Spirit of God.
这是从荧幕上看到的，是有智慧、聪明、谋略、能力、知识、金钱、敬畏之灵。
And then you can see it in the PowerPoint, the Spirit of God includes wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and of piety.
当时的经文是说，这个七大特色会实现在大卫君王的身上。
And the scriptures tells us that these seven aspects were manifested in King David himself.
而我们使用现在基督教的信仰的说法呢，是指向圣灵的这个意思。
And I think if we look at it in the context of a Christian faith today, it pertains to the Holy Spirit that we refer to.
这一七呢，它是在启示录代表什么意思呢？
So this number seven, what does it signify in the book of Revelation?
秀灵七是代表什么意思？
What does it signify?
完全，对哦，完全的意思。
It means it represents completeness in this book.
所以我就问大家说，为什么我要向大家说这位得胜的解释说这位得胜的羔羊有七个角、七个眼睛、七灵的意思呢？
And so why do we go about trying to explain to you why this victorious lamb have seven horns, seven eyes, and seven spirits?
为什么？
Why do we do this?
为什么跟我去解释这些有的没的感觉？
So why do you try to explain this to us?
其实很重要。
This is critical.
它的目的是要告诉大家。
And the objective of which is,
我们所相信的这位得胜羔羊耶稣基督。
So this victorious lamb, Jesus Christ, whom we have our faith in,
是具有上帝的全知全能。
He possesses our God's omnipotence, omniscience.
也完全为上帝的灵所充满，然后被差派到世上做救赎的工作。
He was fully filled with the Spirit of God and being sent out into all the earth for works of redemption.
我是要让你知道说，今天你知道说，我们所相信的耶稣基督，他就是那么的特别和厉害。
And so you just to be aware again once more that the Jesus Christ whom we have faith is indeed unique.And omnipotent.
他这么的特别跟厉害，我们是不是说应该大声的去颂赞，用掌声来去归荣耀给他呢？
And certainly because of his omnipotence, his uniqueness, should we not give all our praise and glory to him?
诶，怎么没有掌声呢？我们归荣给我们耶稣基督嘛，他这么厉害。这个就是为什么说我们看到这个 圣经说当得胜的羔羊他一拿了书卷。
So therefore, when the scriptures read on, it says when this victorious lamb took the scroll,
四活物和二十四位的长老呢，就匍匐在羔的面前来去颂赞他，来去敬拜他。
And the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before him and praised him.
然后看到说千千万万哈，这是一个形容词哈，千千万万的天使更用这个七重的颂赞呢，来颂词来去。称颂我们这位得胜的羔羊。
It was also complemented by countless angels joining in this declaration of the worthiness of the Lamb.
哇，我们看见哦，他用什么词来去颂赞他呢？全能、丰富、智慧、力量、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。
And we see what's used to describe this Lamb: power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise.
而且呢，借着这个羔羊他所成就的这个救赎的工作，为各族、各方、各民、各国的人，就是全世界带来了救赎。
And because of the redemptive work of this victorious lamb, what did it bring about? It brought about redemption for people of all nations, land and language.
直到这些被蒙救赎的人呢，可以成为什么呢？成为上帝的子民，可以做祭司，跟前并且掌王权。
And therefore, the people who were redeemed, what could they become? They could become God's people, priests, and reign on earth.
哎，当我们在看这段经文的时候，又发现到他其实又有一些旧约的背景在后面支持这些的说法。
And therefore, if you study this again in detail, you could see that there is Old Testament underpinning to this text.
而这个应许呢，是出自于出埃及记传统中，就是说我们在逾越节的这个背景。
And this, again, promise was taken from the book of Exodus, when the Israelites had to escape from Egypt.
从这里呢，他给我们看见说，他要叙述说，我们这位上帝是一位创造的上帝，也是一位救赎的上帝。
With this background of the Passover, it is to tell us that our God is a creating God as well as a redeeming God.
所以你知道为什么说来到经文的最后的两节。
And therefore we see that when it comes to the last two verses of this text,
他好像来到音乐会或者是演唱会的最后的这个乐章。
And perhaps it's almost akin to a finale of a K-pop concert that we go to.
哇，将整个的敬拜来吹套去最高潮，然后呢，一个更盛大的敬拜做一个结束。
And it's a climax in terms of a magnificent worship session to complete the concert.
哇，因着他的这个救赎，经文告诉我们说，不论在天上、地上、地底下。现在包括沧海里，哪有天地间一切的被造之物，都一起在宝座前来去敬拜。
And therefore, because of the redemptive works of this victorious Lamb, heaven, earth, under the earth, on the sea, and all that's in them came before the throne and worship Him.
这个时候，我就邀请大家一起来，也是用同样的这句话来去敬拜、称颂我们这一位得胜的羔羊。
And let's join in this, using this verse to praise and give glory to the victorious Lamb.
你尝试用你最大声的声音来去发出你的颂赞，一起来念这段的经，好不好？
Let's try to raise our voice and give glory and praise to the victorious Lamb with this verse.
我试试看了，我一个人对你一百多个人。看谁的声音比较大声。
Let's see who, whether you can face Reverend Wickham in this exercise.
准备啊
？Ready？
一、二、三，愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐在宝座上的那位和羔羊，直到永永远远。阿门。哎，不错嘞！再一次，可能我感觉我只听到我的声音而已，可能我的麦的关系哦。啊！不要用麦，不要用麦，好，不要用麦。OK， 来，来一对一百多个啊，再声音传达。OK，One, two, three， 耶！颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐在宝座上的那位和羔羊，直到永永远远。阿门。掌声鼓励给大家。 哇！哈利路亚，也不错啦，一对一百多个哦，也是还可以啦。启示录第五章
Revelation chapter 5,
我们看见它延续了第四章天上的景象。
And we saw there was a continuation of the scene of worship from chapter 4.
但是它将这个焦点呢，从敬拜赞美坐在宝座的上帝呢，转移到去敬拜唯一配得展开书卷的那位得胜的羔羊。
But the focus of this worship shifted from worshiping the enthroned God to worshiping the Lamb who is worthy of opening the scroll and break the seals.
并告诉我们什么呢?
And what does that tell us?
告诉我们说,耶稣基督的受死和复活宣告他已经成就了上帝对整个这个受造界的这个救赎和更新。
And what does that tell us? It tells us that Jesus Christ's crucifixion and resurrection and to proclaim the completion of God's redemption and renewal of the entire creation.
这个很重要，宣告了上帝对整个受造界的救赎和更新。
And this is again to be re-emphasized, to proclaim the completion of our God's redemption and renewal of the entire creation.
今天讲到的信息，
The message this morning,
主要就是要集中来去告诉大家。
And I think it's to focus our attention on a couple of things.
第这么特别和厉害的得胜羔羊使我们具有哪些的身份然后和生活的样式
So this victorious lamb, so what identity does this victorious lamb bestow upon us and what kind of a way of living should we have thereafter?
既然他是创造和救赎的主给予我们有哪些的盼望和信心呢
Because he is the creator and redeeming God, what hope and faith does he bestow upon us?
来问大家一下。第一，当我们说我们相信接受耶稣基督的救恩之后，我们得到了救赎，对吗？所以我们成为什么呢？谁的子民？
So once we say that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, so what identity do we have thereafter?
谁的子民
And what people do we become?
对上帝的子民对吗
God's people, right?
那我们有什么身份
And what is our identity thereafter?
有什么身份有没有什么身份诶还记得六号驿站吗我们教你们这么久了一号驿站你们是什么祭司对不对我们有祭司的身份
We are priests, we have the identity of a priest.
来告诉对方你是上帝的子民你是祭司
So tell each other, we are God's people.
告诉前面后面告诉他们说你是上帝的子民你是祭司
And tell those around us. Around
后面不要安静哦可以帮忙一下吗后面的小牧师帮他们一下哦告诉他们说上帝的子民是祭司
Yeah, we are God's people, we're priests for God. The people in the back look a little sedated. Let's get active.
好感谢主
Thank God.
你知道哦你是上帝子民对不对你是祭司的身份
Yeah, we have identity of a priest and we are God's people.
如果你跟我现在的身份既然是说上帝的子民也是有做祭司你认为你要怎么活出符合这个身份的生活呢
If we were to say that our identity or people of God as well as taking the role of a priest so what way of living would be consistent with this identity
你要怎么活出你是上帝子民跟祭司身份的生活
What way of life should you be living to be consistent with this identity?
或许想一想说啊，我现在我的个人我的婚姻我的教会的生活的样式我的习惯像不像上帝的子民或者像一位祭司呢
So if we examine each aspect of our life our personal life our marriage our work our school church life are the habits consistent with this identity?
或许有人说牧师你又没讲什么身份什么子民说我不大清楚
So if someone would perhaps say No I'm not actually sure from what exactly constitutes the way of living that's consistent with this identity
让我以主导文做个例子好吗我们一同来练出主导文前两节的经文就好不要练完全部前两节的经文
So let's use the Lord's Prayer as a reference perhaps we could all recite the first two verses of the Lord's Prayer
来第一段是什么主导文The Lord Prayer. 来一起来念一二三。很好。约再来再来。很好很好再来再来再来。Very good, very good. 就是这两节的经文。Yeah. 上两周我在乐林有去分享主导文这两节的信息。
So a couple of weeks back, Reverend Ray Kung shared the message on this first two verses of Lord's Prayer at the Seniors Ministry.
提到说，当我们来去称上帝说，我们在天上的父的时候，是表示什么呢？
So what does it signify when we call him our Father in heaven?
表示什么呢？
What does it signify?
因为这是一种有勇气跟愿意冒一切危险的一个举动来的。
It's an action that's an act of courage that shows the willingness to bear all risks.
为什么？
And why do you say that?
是这样吗？
Is that the case really?
我几乎每天都练耶，我们在前江的父。
And I think we perhaps recite this daily, our Father in heaven.
因为当我们念这句话的时候，表示说我们接受呼召，愿意成为上帝国的成员，效法耶稣基督的方式，成为世界的光和盐。
Because when we recite this prayer, we say this, we are inherently accepting our calling to be a member of the kingdom of God, to emulate Jesus and become salt and light to the world.
所以当我们说愿意成为上帝的子民，我们的生活的样式呢，就要效法耶稣基督在地上曾经做过的事去行。
Therefore, when we say that we are people of God, the way we live has to emulate the way Jesus lived when he was on earth.
将上帝国的福音传遍，然后祝福这个世界。
To spread the gospel, the word of God to all ends of the world and to be blessing to this world.
成为世界的光和盐。
To be salt and light to the world.
对你来说，成为世界的光和盐是什么意思？
And perhaps from your perspective, what does it mean to be salt and light to this world?
不是叫去买盐，然后装盏灯，这样就是你的光跟盐。
Do not take it too literally.
就是让你自己成为光和盐是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be salt and light to this world?
或者说你要怎么让自己成为盐和光呢？
Or how do you help yourself to become salt and light to this world?
怎么样成为盐和光呢？
How do we do so?
举个例讲说，我们可以说每个礼拜天可以有些人可以站在门口啦，来去欢迎关心人。
Perhaps we could use simple examples, stand by the hall every Sunday to greet and show concern for those who come in for worship.
或者你来到我们礼堂里面的时候，看到有些人心里面有点好像忧愁难过，我们可以为他去祷告。
Perhaps you see some of our brothers and sisters who are in the hall auditorium who look distressed, you can pray for them.
除了可以说花点时间看手机，可能看今天的经文，也可以为隔壁的人来看你有没有需要为他祷告。
Perhaps besides looking at our phone, we could pray for those around us.
我们教会看到很多老年人从山上走上来，很辛苦。我们需要会驾车的弟兄姐妹们，如果你愿意的话，你可以去驾巴基车，我们很缺人。
So again, I'm sure you're aware there are a lot of seniors who have difficulty walking up the slope to worship. So we do need drivers to help with our buggy transport. So if you areable and willing, please share your inclination.
有时愿意的话，可以跟我每个礼拜天站在卡巴那边去欢迎弟兄姐妹们，站在我旁边，我都愿意。大家特别年轻人，欢迎你们跟我一起站在那边，欢迎大家来。
And those you're welcome to join Reverend Ray Kang every Sunday just by the car park to greet brothers and sisters who are here to worship.
不一定说要做什么大事情，我是成为盐跟光，小小事都可以的。
I think this being salt and light to the world can come in small packages.
希望下个礼拜天有一些年轻人会驾车的，跟我讲，我看牧师，我要驾巴基车，我要跟你一起欢迎人在楼下这样。
So I think for those perhaps the people who are younger, you can drive, please share your willingness to help with this buggy transport.
有很多事情我们都可以做，只是你愿不愿意而已。
There are a lot of things that can be done. I think the question is perhaps whether you're willing to do so.
所以我推荐大家，如果你想更多了解什么是光和盐的这个故事跟见证，你们可以去这个网站。里面有很多生命的见证跟我们去分享。
I think there are a lot of testimonies on this website, saltandlight.sg. You can visit in your free time to see what it entails.
你们上去找就可以看到很多了。
There are a lot of examples and testimonies on this site.
然后第二，得胜的羔羊给予我们哪些的盼望和信心呢？
Secondly, this victorious lamb, what hope and faith does it bestow upon us?
我跟他讲了，就是透过第五章的信息，让我们看见和认识这位得胜的羔羊呢，是为创造、救赎和审判的主宰。
So we can, again, the message from chapter 5, that this victorious lamb we could see is a God of creation, redemption and judgment.
这个信息给我们很大的帮助和这个鼓励。
And so this message brings us great comfort and encouragement.
因为它可以让我们知道说，在生活上，在信仰上，就算我们面对任何的逼迫或是困难时，我们所相信的耶稣基督呢，都会以这个他的创造和救赎呢，给予我们帮助和眷顾。
Because of this message, we are aware in our day-to-day life, in our walk of faith, regardless of the challenges or persecution that we face, we have the backing and strength of Jesus Christ to persevere, to face up to this stress and hardship.
今年1月1号，我跟大家在联合崇拜分享了一段的信息。
And the combined worship on January 1st this year, Reverend Ray Kang has shared this message with us.
不知道大家还记得吗
if you still recall,
我跟大家说我们所信靠的上帝呢是一位做新事必在旷野开道路在沙漠开江河的神
So the God we have faith and confidence in is a God who does new things making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland
然后也在1月20号来22号的时候向大家讲到说勉励大家说我们只要凡事借着祷告祈求感谢将你所要的告诉上帝
And again on January 22nd the message to encourage us all in every situation prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God
我在这里要向大家做个见证
And Reverend Ray Kang would like to share a testimony here
我自己请大家去做代祷
And Reverend Ray Kang asked for a prayer previously
因为我们家那个租房子的合约要到期了
So the is related to the expiration of Reverend Ray Kang's housing rental contract.
我们已经重新签了合约，可是呢，在建物局那边呢，不能够更新我的资料。
And even though the contract was renewed, Reverend Ray Kang was unable to update his particulars at the housing development board.
据所知呢，就是我们那种的 quota 没有了，所以我们没有办法去更新我的合约。
And the message at that point was because the quota for such availability had pretty much been exhausted, and his particulars were not been updated.
我的房东跟我自己呢也上去那个建物局说去申请说为什么不可以怎么会这样的呢然后都被全部申请都驳回来了拒绝了
So both Reverend Ray Kang and his landlord personally appealed to the HDB but unfortunately both the appeals were rejected
然后我的中介我的那个建物局那些官员跟我说你能够那个重新被签约、哦、那个几率很低啦你去准备搬家啦准备去找房子
So everyone around him involved in this matter, Reverend Ray Kang's agent, the staff at the HDB basically told him his odds of getting renewed is close to zero. And you should actually look for alternative accommodation.
So 在你看来是不是真的是没有机会对不对你就准备搬家就对了啦你找房子对对了。
So it looks like there's something of no hope. You almost have to just start looking for alternatives.
然后我们一家人呢就说我们用祷告来去相信神如果你愿意的话神你愿意的话你会做神迹奇事。
So again, Reverend Ray Kang's family decided to pray and if God willing, miracles will happen.
当然，如果说你让我不能够更新我的合约，我也会更好的安排，可能给我住到 condominium 呢。
So perhaps if the contract was indeed not renewed, God will have better arrangements and plans for him, and just and trust in him.
我们一直坚持祷告说，说到二月一号，我才要决定做另外一件事情，要不要去找新的房子。
So there was some time until February 1st that Reverend Kang has to make an alternative arrangement.
感恩在不可能的事情上。他彰显他的荣耀。
That indeed, in matters that were deemed unthinkable for men, his glory was manifested.
在人看为难的事，在他却没有难成的事。Amen.
So with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible.
最后一次机会，二月一号，他就有开那个叫做做 agent 的都知道啊。他二月一号每个月的一号就会开，告诉你说有没有那个扩大让你去 renew 你的东西。
So the system refreshes the first of every month. So the last chance was on February 1st when he might have another chance.
你知道发生什么事情吗？二月一号。
Guess what happened on February 1st then?
两个月都是红灯，二月一号突然间变绿灯。
So he was blocked for 2 months, and on February 1st he was given the green light.
哇，我听到这哈利路亚！哇，可以再重新再租多两年的合约。
So he managed to get this quota and was able to renew his contract for 2 more years.
Amen. 谢谢为我们祷告和关心帮助我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And thanks for brothers and sisters who keep us in your prayers.
也感谢主能够让我们有这样一个信心的依靠。
And again, thank God for this strength and faith in Him.
我分享这个见证的是要勉励说，有些我们可能弟兄姐妹们现在在生活、在职场、在家庭关系、在健康方面，可能你遇到了难处。
Perhaps our brothers and sisters, you know, be it in your daily life, your workplace, your family, or your health, you're running into difficulties.
愿是平安的上帝呢，帮助你能够去相信跟经历到，他随时都是你得胜的依靠。Amen.
May you, the God of peace continue to aid you and to give you the strength to and trust in Him.
最后我一句话来彼此的勉励，作为今天讲到的结束。
And we'll end the sermon with this verse from the Bible this morning.
哥林多前书第二章第九节说，如经上所记，上帝为爱他的人所预备的事，眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
It's taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. However, it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and who no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him.
你相信吗？
Do you believe this?
You believe this? Are you believe? 我相信。
I believe.
我希望大家都相信神这种的应许和祝福。
I hope that you indeed too believe in this promise that God has given us.
愿从上帝来的所有美好和丰盛都临到你和你所爱的人。
May all of God's goodness and fullness be with you and your family and those whom you love.
Amen.
Amen.